on the one hand, you could make the argument that they use the same attack code that was used in 2013 that North Korea is blamed for, and this was an attack on South Korea. On the other hand, actually, attack code is just bought and sold quite regularly. There's a whole underground cyber criminal trade where you can buy and sell attack codes. So I'm not sure, that was initially why we accused North Korea, but I'm not sure that that is actually such a valid argument. You can basically buy vulnerabilities, you can buy even automated attack toolkits. So all of this information can be purchased online in this underground black market. So you can't really attribute it to North Korea. There's a lot of espionage just carried out for corporate purposes. So, I mean, there's always hacktivists, for example. There are people who just engage in cyber attacks for fun because it's there and because we have so much information online that's not well protected. And so as a result, you have people that are just engaging in this. And then it's also very lucrative if you can steal secrets about a company. And you're also seeing some extortion as well. So you could steal information about a company and then you could extort that company and say, if you don't pay us this amount of money, then you will... then we will release this information. And we've seen that this was extremely damaging and extremely embarrassing for Sony. You also just simply have hacktivists who engage in cyber attacks, you know, for fun or maybe to prove even a sort of political purpose. So you could imagine a situation where there was a disgruntled employee, for example, at Sony, or a group of disgruntled employees who were therefore interested in getting back at the company. One of the factors that does imply that it may not be North Korea is that releasing this volume of information would not be typical for a nation state. So nation states actually prefer to engage in plausible deniability and these sorts of attacks. So they would generally not release just such a volume of personal information, and they wouldn't really want this this large amount of publicity and exposure. So it doesn't really have the nation state stamp on it.